The word Mashiach starts with a mem, and that's meaningful. You see, the letter mem is sometimes open and sometimes sealed. In the middle of a word, we use an open mem. At the end of a word, the mem is always closed, with two telling exceptions. When the prophet Nehemiah speaks about Yerushalayim being broken open, which is a representation of galut, of exile, he says, Chomot Yerushalayim, the walls of Jerusalem, asher heim prutzim, which they are broken. And even though heim concludes with a mem, the mem there is open. Conversely, when the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, speaks about the glorious future, he says in the 9th chapter, verse 6, Lemar be hamisra, there'll be a great increase of God's dominion. There, the letter mem shows up in the middle of the word, and yet it's sealed. What could this possibly teach us? The Rebbe suggested that if you take a look in the Masechet Bava Basra, on page 25, you'll see a teaching in which we learn that this world is l'achsadra hudoma. It's metaphorized as a porch. And the porch that's sealed or protected on three sides, but open on one. And the Talmud specifically identifies the direction of the north. That's meaningful because when Jeremiah speaks about the possibility of exile, destruction, he uses the direction of north in his prophecies. In the first chapter, he says, Mitzafon tefatach, the troubles will come from the north. The point is this. The world as we know it is protected, but it's still open. There is much that enables us to be cradled, yet there's always the possibility for failure. That's galus. When Mashiach comes, the walls will be sealed and we will be protected. That hole, that opening, that breakage allows for failure, but it also allows for success. And therein lies the key. We must utilize these last days of galut to complete the mem, to ensure that we succeed so that very speedily and in our time, a completed mem will encircle and bring us protection forever.